What's a Ramones loving fan do when the powers that be try to quash her rebellious rock and roll spirit?
We'll find out momentarily on Moby Flicks. Well, so today on Moby Flicks, we delve into the 1979 film Rock and Roll High School, starring P.J. Souls, Vincent Van Patten. I keep trying to call him Vince Van Patten, but apparently he seems to prefer Vincent Van Patten.
Vincent.
Mary Warrenoff and Clint Howard. And, of course,
the Ramones. There was also, who was the, I can't remember her name now.
Oh, Day somebody?
Yeah, Day Young.
Day Young, yeah.
She was in Spaceballs.
Was she really?
That's what the cover said.
I
didn't look her up
she?
To go. I don't know.
I didn't look her up because I know. Okay, so I know P.J. Souls because she was in Stripes and Halloween and Carrie.
Funny. She makes me. She was in Carrie.
Yes, she was. She was in the Bad Girls.
She was great in Carrie.
One of the Mean Girls. And then she was really big in that time period.
Yeah, and then they got her.
She still plays. She still does like mom roles occasionally.
Does she?
Yeah.
I haven't looked her up, but she just cracked me up.
And of course, Clint Howard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around since forever.
I didn't realize, as I was watching, that the gentleman that, I don't know who it was, but he's, I don't remember what his name is, but he produced the movies.
Roger Corman?
Yeah.
Yes, he produced Suburbia.
Yeah, and the other,
Suburbia.
And he also produced Grand Theft Auto. And it was a Ron Howard movie. He directed it.
Wait, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
So that was one of Ron Howard's first directing gigs.
Yeah. And Clint Howard was in it.
Of course. He's in all of his Ron movies. Howard stuff, yeah.
And then he was also the guy in the middle of the movie. I don't know who it was, but I don't know what his name is, but Screamin' Steve.
Yes.
He's in it as well. And he's kind of, I think he reprises his role of Screamin' Steve or vice versa for this movie.
Maybe Screamin' Steve really is Screamin' Steve and he's just playing himself.
Maybe.
I did not look it up this time.
Let's write that down and answer the questions later for our fans.
Yes. So the exciting writing down the note section of the podcast.
Yes. Can you hear?
Oh, and Mary Warrenoff. Do you know that she used to be part of the, she was a Warhol superstar?
Was she?
Yes, she was.
And that's Miss Togar.
Principal Togar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've seen her in other things, but I feel like I've seen her
a lot.
Feel like I have seen her when she, so something maybe in the early 80s, because she looked the same.
Yes.
But then I feel like I've seen her something recent, too.
She worked, I think she passed away a few years ago, but she worked for a very long time.
The jawline and the teeth. That part of the podcast where I'm jutting out my teeth.
Well, she was married to the guy who played the music teacher.
Oh, was she really?
Mr. MacGruber or whatever his name is.
Mr. something.
I have it written down somewhere. We'll get to it. Well, she was married to him, and they starred together. His name is Paul Bartel, and they starred together in Eating Raoul, which is a very famous cult movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea. You wouldn't have it, unless you looked it up, right? For me. Not for you. You just know things.
Apparently not a lot, because I'm like, I don't know who the director is. I don't know this time. I don't know. Oh. Roger Corman produced it, but...
I didn't know that. But and really, Liz, the only reason I know the whole thing about the Grand Theft Auto is because I watched the extras. I watched the trailers.
Oh,
you did? So it was one of the trailers. I didn't watch all the extras on the video, but I watched the trailers because I wanted to see how... Because I remember... Anyway, so I watched those, and then I was like, Suburbia? And then it said Grand Theft Auto. So I watched all three of those trailers, and I can tell you right now... Suburbia looks like a great movie on their trailer. And I'm not kidding. It looks like, you're like, whoa, this is actually a really good movie.
So I didn't check out any of the special features. I was in such a rush to watch it and then get it to you.
Sure. You should look at just the trailer and you can tell me what you think. Because I watch it, I'm like, that looks exciting.
I'm making a note on my paper.
Hold on.
Trailers. Trailers.
Trailers, yes.
Scritchy, scratch.
So... Shall we delve?
Let's delve.
All right. So we open up on Vince Lombardi High School.
I love the name. That cracks me out.
You know who Vince Lombardi
is,
correct?
Yeah, he's a very famous coach.
Perfect. Yes. Vince Lombardi. And you see their sign, and winning isn't the most important thing. It's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very famous quote from Vince Lombardi.
Yes.
And then you see, you know, I would say you're like your quintessential, probably, you know, it is in the late 70s, but, you know, you're opening to a high school, you know, scene where you see the freshmen.
So they make it very clear from the very beginning that this is almost like, not urban realism, mm-hmm. but the... what's the word I'm looking for? The magical realism? Is that what I'm looking for?
You could say that, yeah.
Where it's only 1 foot in reality, mm-hmm. and they take... It's just funny.
Yeah, oh, it's great. It's really good. It reminded me a lot of a... reminded me a lot of Grease.
Yes, I can see that.
Like a Dirty Grease.
Yes, I can see that.
Like a dirty Grease. And almost like a farce-ish...
Yes.
But I like the magical realism better.
Well, and I was going to bring this up later, but I can bring it up now. There is a movie that came out the same year, 1979, called Over the Edge. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of similarities between the two.
Who's in that one?
Matt Dillon is the only big name that I can recall from it. But basically these kids, they're kind of like latchkey kids. Yeah. They're always getting in trouble smoking pot, mm-hmm. having sex. And then the parents slowly discover what they're up to and are horrified. Mm-hmm. And so they decide to crack down on them. And the kids take over the school. But it's a drama. And right. It's supposed to be like, your kids are horrible. Be terrified of them kind of movie. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of movie?
Yeah.
Like the like kidsploitation film or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It reminded me a lot of that, but funny.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I laughed out. I LOL'd.
Lolled.
Lolled a lot. I thought it was hilarious. There were some points where I was like, what the? It was great.
Yes.
It was just great. So, the football players seeing the freshmen. So
the football players are in full...
Oh, yeah.
Uniform, because, you know, including the helmets.
Yeah, that's what you
and do. The freshman looks like a freshman from some newsreel from 1935 or something.
Yeah, it definitely was not a 1979 freshman.
No.
And I liked how all the characters were wearing the pins, so what year they were going to graduate.
Okay, so I honestly thought that was a reference to 1984, like George Orwell.
Oh, that's funny. No, that's why he's a freshman.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize it until Kate was wearing hers, and she was 1980, so I assumed that it was...
Oh, I thought it was 1984. I saw a whole bunch of 1984 pins, yeah. And I thought it was a reference to...
No, there were a lot of Orwellian. 1980s, because like Kate was wearing a 1980...
Yeah. I could have sworn it was a 1984. Hmm. That is so funny. But maybe her hair was covering it. I just saw the eight. I assumed it was 1984.
It was only one point. It was only the very beginning, anyway, okay. When she was doing her experiment in the quad.
Yes, because, you know, she's a big old nerdy nerd.
Yeah, apparently you had to get... That's what I think I put her, the smart girl, performing an experiment. how perfect.
When she spots Tom, played by Vincent Van Patten.
He was a sweater guy captain for a while for me.
Well, yes. And he's the captain of the football team.
Yeah, but then...
But he's...
He's not in his full garb.
No.
Not like all the others.
And she sees him across the way, and she's obviously very smitten.
Yes, making eyes.
And she goes to try to say hi to him. He says hi back, mm-hmm. and then continues to read his book.
Right. He's a very subdued type of fellow. He's very, you know, soft-spoken and very awkward.
Yes.
Very awkward
fellow. Especially for the captain of the football team.
Yes. Yes. And then we go into kind of, I guess you could say, a board meeting of some sort.
Yes.
And where they're introducing Miss Togar.
Mm-hmm. The new principal.
And I like they pan to the old principal.
He's in a straight jacket and a wheelchair.
Yeah. And then she's got the hall monitors.
Yes. So did you notice what their names were?
It was Fritz...
Was Hansel it? And Gretel.
That's
Fritz
what
Hansel
I thought.
And Fritz Gretel.
And so that was like... Because as soon as I started watching it, I'm all, oh my God, these like Nazis, number one.
Yes.
Because they've got the armbands. And then it was Hansel and Fritz Gretel. I'm like, oh, okay. And then the little bike at the very end.
Yes.
Oh my God. I was like, this is ridiculous. You know who else they reminded me of?
Yeah.
Ursula's Eels.
I don't know what that is.
From Little Mermaid.
Right. Oh.
Just the way that they were. They were very slinky. They were very...
Well, it cracked me up because they weren't exactly paragons of virtue either.
No. And I don't... Oh, no. No. And they were... Oh, yeah. I was like, get your hands off of all these girls.
Yes. Body church.
Oh,
yeah.
Ew. Type
again,
that,
that was the 70s. Yeah. So there was like a lot of sexual humor in it that...
Lots.
Today would make you cringe.
Oh, I would definitely have just kicked those boys in the nether regions.
Well, there was a body search at one point and the girls walk out and they're all disheveled.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like for a laugh. It's like, oh, right. Haha. But really, it's not.
It's sad.
Especially because it's principal...
Right, approved. Right with her, exactly. Yeah, principal approved, that's right.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
No. So yeah. So
did you notice that as she's doing her speech, go ahead. Yeah,
so the I don't know which
monitor,
one.
Fritz,
I don't know which Hansel or Gretel. Yeah. I don't know which one. But he's apparently, because her name's Elaine, right?
Well, it's Elaine Togar, yes.
Elaine Togar. So he's had written a nice little love letter
to her. Well, so he's writing her speech out as she's giving it and handing her the pages as he finishes them.
Yeah, and then for some reason, one gets in there how he, I don't know.
My dearest Elaine.
Oh, yes, he wants to.
How I long to feel.
Yeah, something like that. Like, oh, my God.
Eyes or something.
Oh, and then the face on, the look on the, you know, whoever that is that introduced her, I don't know what, like some board member's face. Mm-hmm. He says, oh, my goodness. And then as she keeps going, oh, okay, let's forget about that. Okay, yes, you're fine. You're fine. You're still going to be great for our school.
Right.
So they salute Professor Webb. Yes. When he's in the straitjacket. Mm-hmm. And then they pan to the music class.
Yes.
And they're talking about Beethoven.
And the kids are bored. I think one's actually picking his nose.
Oh, probably. They're kind of grody.
Because they were actual punk kids in the audience, too. I mean, and the punk kids were extras in the...
Oh, that's perfect.
In the scenes.
Yeah. Well, they said they didn't, you know, talk like Suburbia. Then we're fine. Sorry, no, nothing against the punk kids whatsoever, but it's just, it was hard. Well, as I keep going back to Suburbia, but it was just so hard to watch. It was just painful.
Because beyond Flea, they weren't actors.
They weren't actors, which was fine, which was great, which actually made you think, which actually gave you more sympathy towards, I don't know. But it made me more happy that this was, had better acting all around it.
And then, yeah, the punks were in the background, which is like in Dudes.
Yes.
The punks were in the background, which was great. And they really gave it a great air of authenticity.
Yes.
But, yeah, same here.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're in the music class talking about Beethoven, and he can't find the turntable.
Yes, because where's the turntable?
Riff Randall's got it in the quad.
Yep.
And she is great.
And so Riff Randall's played by PJ Souls.
Yep.
And with the help of Kate, because Kate's the smart girl, she helped rig up the speakers.
Yep, and I'm assuming they're best friends. So they just, one is with the other, and it's just perfect. And yeah.
So the Ramones start blaring through the the school.
Rocking out in the quad. Everybody just stops and just...
Starts dancing. Very starts Grease. Dancing.
Very Grease. Very...
Dirty Grease.
Dirty Grease. And very...
now we're turning into pirates.
Art of Grease. Dirty Grease. So Miss Togar, she hears this. Oh, my God. What's going on? You know, and so...
And the kids are going nuts. They're dancing. They're stopping whatever they're doing. She's just, jumping on things.
Nobody even knows that there's a new person coming. Nobody even knows there's a principal, I'm assuming. And she just starts walking through. And she's just kind of looking around at everybody. And she heads straight out to the...
Quad.
Oh, and so what does she say? What does she say that reminds you of something that we love?
This will go down on your permanent record.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't get so distressed.
Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed?
We love the violent femmes. Gordon Gano. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I
that
wrote it down.
That had to, it's, 100% it's... had to be from that movie. Yes.
Yes.
As we point to our stuff.
Yes.
So, but that had to have been for, I mean, they had to have gone out because it was perfect. It was the exact, I mean, exactly how he says it
this
in there.
Go down on your permanent record.
Oh, yeah.
So and they get detention. Both
oh,
of
yeah.
Them.
Yeah. And Kate. Sorry. Apparently she's never had detention, but she's friends best friends with Riff.
You know, apparently they've made all of the previous principals go insane.
Exactly. Sorry.
So that's why Togar is such a hard ass.
Yeah.
She's the one coming
it's
in.
Like,
and she's...
Whoa, we're actually having detention? So then we come to Tom.
Who's wandering down the hallway and musing aloud, as one does.
Oh, of course. Yes.
About why can't he get girls?
Right. I mean, he's, you know, what is he? He's got clear complexion.
Captain of the football team.
He's tall or something like that.
And is about to go to the college of his choice.
Yes. So how come? And then he stops to talk to a member.
And after he manages to tear his gaze away from her boobs.
Right.
He talks about the weather.
Yes.
Which is a total turnoff for girls, you know. Who wants to talk about weather?
You know, I talk about weather all the time.
Me too. My mom is like addicted to the Weather Channel. If anything, I think girls love the weather.
Yeah, I would assume. I love the weather because I'd like to know how to dress.
Yes.
And... You know, because I change so often.
Layers.
And then he goes from the one girl who just immediately gets turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to the next girl and does the same exact thing.
Well, except he stops. And when he comes across her and he's like, I need to be more laid back. He's like, he literally says, Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hey, baby.
Literally.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. And then he slips right back into the weather.
Yeah. And she answers him. Just how they should have answered.
It's raining cats and dogs.
It's raining cats and dogs, yeah.
Idaho or something like that.
Yeah. And so she obviously has heard the line. Either by him or by one of the other girls. Who knows? But now he needs to improve his image.
And as he's discussing this, he opens up his locker.
Yeah.
And the freshman's stuffed in his locker. And it's like he doesn't even notice. Yeah, he just keeps taking his books out and then shuts the door back with the freshman still inside.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. We see that freshman quite a bit.
Yes. Yeah. Which I like that, though. I like the running gag.
Me too.
It was really good. It was very amusing. And they escalated each time, too.
Oh, it gets pretty amusing. Then he passes Riff in the hallway.
And that's when he just say, well, she dances past him.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's right. She's got her one of your phone in?
Yes.
Yep. And then she's got her. Yep. She's so cool.
Yes.
Oh.
And he decides he needs to broaden his horizons.
That's right. I wish I could be as carefree as Riff.
Smoking in the boys' room.
That's smoking in the boys' room. Yep.
And this is the biggest boys' room in the history of high school. And oh my God, are they smoking?
Oh, there's something. Yeah.
They're smoking, and they're smoking pot, and then there's an actual hookah at one point.
That's right, the hookah's in there. I forgot about that.
And then he cuts to the front of the line of guys holding numbers.
Yep. And he comes up to the receptionist.
Yes.
Because there's a receptionist in the, you know.
In the
Eaglemeyer or Eaglebauer.
Eaglebauer.
Yeah.
Enterprises.
He's got a crisis. And what's his crisis, Liz?
He needs to get some.
He needs to get laid.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's red alert.
Yes.
And then he gets to go and see.
Because that's not the crisis that every teen boy seems to think he has.
I'm pretty sure that's...
kind of par for the course.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But no, he's special. He's Tom.
He's special. Well, he is the captain of the football team.
That is true.
You know, and I think apparently over the 4 years, nobody's realized how strange and awkward he is.
Right.
But he's done a pretty good job at hiding it. So he goes to see Eaglebauer, Mr. Eaglebauer.
Who's,
Clint Howard.
Yeah. Well, it's Clint Howard, but his office is...
Oh, yeah, the toilet.
It's in the toilet stall, but again, biggest stall you've ever seen in your life.
This is your magical realism?
Yes.
What you're talking about? Yes.
Yes.
So they have, lots of, pictures on the wall and this nice stall that kind of gives you, it's his office. And I don't think he goes to school. I don't think so. I think that is a school. He's an entrepreneur. Is he even a student?
I think he's supposed to be a student.
I think so. He's balding. Getting close.
Clint Howard.
Yeah.
He's always looked like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just looked younger.
Yes.
It was,
I honestly, I think he was only like 19 or 20 when he made this.
Really?
Honestly.
Really? Yeah, he did. He looked young.
Mm-hmm.
He just was bald. That's all right.
And Ron,
it happens. What?
Ron Howard went bald very
That's very
too.
True. That's very true. So he wants to get a date. And so, what is it? So
automatically says Kate.
Kate. Yeah, Kate Rambo.
She is perfect for you.
But he wants a date with Riff Randall. So I was kind of thinking, I dream about Riff Randall.
Right.
You know?
He's been dreaming about her, for all 5 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Saw her one time. Yeah, that's exactly right. 5 seconds. So then he said, okay, I'll make it happen.
But I like it when he says, well, Johnny, tell him about Kate's attributes.
I know.
And then this voiceover, announcer comes on. Well, Eaglebauer, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
And she has this and this and chemistry and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and a picture of her comes out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he has a picture already, like a portrait. Like
yes, a large portrait. Yeah, yeah.
Behind a curtain that opens up.
Oh, yeah, because it's Kate. It's like that was his, it's his go-to. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, maybe she is the go-to.
Maybe, yeah, because nobody else, she never has to date with anybody else.
That's true.
Don't know how.
Eaglebauer says, it'll cost you, and he says, well, I have a credit card. Knucklebuster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I use those at the store.
I know, that's what I never knew the term knucklebuster until we discussed it.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, Liz knucklebuster.
I learned it from watching you. At gym class.
Yes, we're at gym class now. Oh, this is fantastic. Gym class. And was Kate climbing up the rope?
No, this is when the earbud with...
Oh, that's right. She goes up and she's got the earbud and then she's...
And they convince the gym teacher that...
she's hard of hearing.
Yes, that's a hearing aid.
Yep. And they go with it very well.
It was pretty funny.
What's that in your ear? And then, she doesn't even know the beat. So after they trick her and whatnot, she gets in and she knows and they're going back and forth. She's like, she doesn't even know the Beatles broke up.
That's a good line. There are some really funny lines.
There are some really funny lines, yeah.
So Principal Togar gives the homeowners a talking to because they need to crack down on this mischief.
That's right. So they're starting a game plan.
Mm-hmm. And one of the homeowners is totally in love with her, the one that wrote the speech.
Yes, yeah, the one that's...
I don't know which one he is.
I don't know. He's just the fluffy hair guy.
Yes.
Yeah, fluffy hair. And then the other guy, where does he... Did you look up to find out where the other guy's from? Because the reason why I ask is because he looks so familiar.
I might look it up in just a second. Yeah. I'm going to slowly lean down and grab my phone.
There you go. So the big one, and yes. He does the airplane.
So you have not seen the Harry Potter movies.
No.
I cannot help but wonder if this is where J.K. Rowling got the idea for the intra-office mail on the Ministry of Magic.
Hmm.
It is flying paper airplanes.
Oh, interesting.
And it's so funny because I saw that, and I saw this movie a long time ago. Again, USA Up All Night. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, USA television edit.
All Night.
Oh, Rhonda Shear.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it has been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah. And I've never seen this movie. Still, this is the first time.
Well, it totally held up, in
yeah.
my opinion.
Oh, it's great.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But I have seen the Harry Potter movies very recently.
Mm.
And, yeah, it just amused me so badly. I'm like, I really, really honestly wonder if that's where J.K. Rowling got that from.
Yeah, it was very, it's good, you know, I like the scene. It just, it held up. You know, we were talking about with dudes and all the fillers.
Yeah.
This is not fillers.
No.
It's just very seamless.
But even the live concert scenes mm-hmm. with the Ramones seemed to have a purpose.
Right,
and
right.
they cut to the audience, and it was called back to jokes in the audience. Mm-hmm.
And I like how they sped up the audience. I just like that. I mean, it just made it, like, more believable. I know that yeah. sounds weird, but...
No, it was... I agree that there wasn't a lot of filler.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I like the, yeah, that part and how it came and that he's waiting for it.
Yes, yeah, so I'm not sure if we were clear or not. The two hall monitors are told to give messages to the... One to the gym teacher and one to the music teacher.
Yes, because those seem to be the only teachers in the whole school.
Right. Yeah. So one takes off running to the gym teacher.
You know what's strange? What? So they do that, you know, the gym teacher and the music teacher, but those are like extra credit type of things.
Isn't that's right. Well, there was a French teacher, but we only saw her once because when right. they were dancing, she was saying, asseyez-vous, yeah. you know, sit down. Je parle français. Un petit peu.
I took a lot of French. I was my minor in college, uh-huh. was French. I can probably maybe speak like a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Maybe. And that's a shout out to all our French listeners because that's a hard language.
It is.
And just, I don't trust myself with it, so I won't even say anything.
Principal Togar mm-hmm. tells them, here's, I need to send a message to the music teacher and a message yes. to the gym teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The one to the gym teacher, the hall monitors takes off running and running and running. The one to the music teacher, the guy lights a smoke, leans up against the
right.
the building, yeah. folds the message mm-hmm. into a paper airplane, and then sends it sailing.
Yeah.
That's what we were referring to with the whole inter-office yep. mail, because I don't think we were clear.
No.
And so you don't know what we're talking about. But now you do. So there you go.
Now you do.
So when the music teacher and the mm-hmm. gym teacher show up. Oh,
yeah.
And then, of course, the guy, the running gag, when the gym teacher gets the letter, it's, my dearest Elaine.
Right.
Oh, I long to fill your, and he pulls it out of her hand yeah. and hands her the actual right. message.
Well, and is that's when Kate was climbing the rope.
Yes.
So she's climbing all the way up to the top, which is a very difficult thing. I don't think I ever even came close to doing that. And I played lots of sports, but that is a tough thing to do. And then she falls.
Slides.
Yeah, she falls. Oh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, my hands hurt. Oh, just my God. Watching that.
And the thighs, because the shorts are so short.
Yeah, they were wearing bun huggers.
Yeah, they were pretty. They're satin.
Yes. And, so for their PE uniforms were...
leotards, I believe.
Body suits and bun hugger shorts.
Mm-hmm. Satin bun huggers.
And did you notice that Riff was wearing pantyhose with hers?
I did. She was wearing pantyhose. That's the, that's a punk thing to do. Well.
We're making faces at each other, by the way.
Being facetious.
Because faces work so well
faces
on audio.
Faces do work well on audio. So, yeah. So they're walking around. I love it how Kate falls on the ground and then Riff comes and grabs her and they start walking it off.
Yes.
And then the note comes to the PE teacher and she's, okay, I've got to go. So you guys listen to this, very fun music for your calisthenics, and then do your jumping jacks.
It was like carnival music.
It was carnival music.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be terrible, though.
Well, right. Because any music besides the Ramones in this movie...
It's going to be horrible.
It's horrible, yeah. So they're doing their calisthenics.
And then the music teacher and the gym teacher go to the principal's office, mm-hmm. where the principal shows them how there have been studies.
Oh, my God. This part made me laugh so much. So, yes, there are studies with white mice.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and...
the effects of rock and roll.
So you have the picture of the before picture of the white mouse, you know.
It's a white mouse.
It's just a white mouse. And then the after picture, he's wearing sunglasses.
And ripped jeans.
And a leather jacket.
And, yeah.
And it was just normal. You know, actually, no, those two were started looking at each other like, what is going on here? But that made me laugh really hard because that was a, you know, like a suspended, what did you call it? Magical realism.
Yes, magical realism. They cut to the freshman again.
Yeah, the hall monitors. They're messing with them.
Oh, yeah, they're messing with them. And I love that this is one of my favorite lines in the movie. I'm allergic to violence. I break out in blood. Yeah. That was so good.
Exactly. And then this is where we have a lot of, you know, back and forth. Because then we could break it back into gym class.
So they hear the music, the hall monitors.
Oh, right. Then they go to look. That's right.
And I honestly thought they were going to be all like lechy, looking at the girls running around. But instead, they go and tattle, which kind of surprised me, actually.
Right. So they're back in gym class. The girls are still doing exercises. But Rip has written a song
for the Ramones,
Rock and Roll High School.
That she wrote for the music teacher's class.
Right.
So she proceeds to sing Rock and Roll High School. And there's all this gymnastics going on.
Oh, yeah. They were working out way more than they were before.
Right.
That's what I kept... I'm like, well, this is perfect. They're totally working out. This is exactly what they need to be doing. And... Yeah.
Like choreography.
Yeah. Super choreography. Yeah. And they're doing all the gymnastics. They're on their beam.
Yes.
Like, in my head, so wow, I don't think any of the girls from my high school could ever even attempt to do any of these things that these girls are doing.
Right.
Whatsoever.
I couldn't.
No. Oh, I'd twist my ankle on the smallest ball, the balance beam. I'm just like, oh, it's broken. Like, it's done. No more to do. Oh, so we're back into Miss Togar and all the experiments.
Yes. And the white mouse, another white mouse.
Yes, and she's...
They put on hearing protection. Yeah,
exactly, and they put a little white mouse into like an aquarium.
It looks like an aquarium.
Yeah, and so, and there's, you know, from Muzak to the Ramones, the volume.
The volume increases.
Oh, the mouse...
Explodes. It was just
funny. Yes. Like, this is, you know... Like, oh no, that's really funny. Yeah, Jason's watching with me, and he's just... I was laughing really hard, and he's like...
It really was
and
that
I'm like,
funny,
is that
though.
Funny, yes, it's hilarious.
So the Hansel and Gretel come and say, "Oh, we gotta come to the gym."
Hansel and Gretel, yep. Yeah, exactly. They come back and then they all run back to get Riff in trouble again.
Mm-hmm.
And what are
they? Kate's on the lookout, though.
Yeah, that's right. Kate is on, so she knows she's coming. Mm-hmm. And so, but they're exercising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they come in and they're back to their regular exercise. Dancing.
Oh, that's right. And the teacher has to say, no, it's gym teacher.
Yeah, it's calisthenics.
No. It's part of the school. They should be exercising their minds.
And then the PE teacher, okay, girls, hit the showers. And then nobody hears her.
That's right.
Nobody hears. And I wanted to think that it was because they'd been listening to the Ramones, so it impaired their hearing.
There you go.
That's kind of what I thought it was like.
It wasn't supposed to be the Ramones. It's the song she wrote.
Right. But it's still like loudness. That was, you know. So it couldn't have been that high. It wasn't the Ramones song. But then the whole class listens to Riff.
I like it when the teacher, though, she blows her whistle.
Oh, yeah.
And then she blows it again. And then she shakes it and like listens to the shake.
Yeah. Well, it's the P. So there's a pee inside of whistles, and sometimes they get stuck. So there's certain whistles that you would use. Like, that's a whistle. That's an old school whistle.
I thought it was just supposed to be funny.
No, that's just what they... So sometimes they do get stuck, and you can't, like, you can't hear it. And that's what she's listening for.
Okay.
So there's now peeless whistles that you use that are certain types that the referees will use. But anyway. Just so you know.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, no problem. So they listen to Riff, and they all head back into the showers. Mm-hmm. And then now they're talking in the locker room. Riff is ahead of her time. What's that? I don't know. That's what I have written down. What
Tom does that Roberts mean? Is so boring. His brother's an only child.
Oh my god.
Because Kate's going on and on
That's
about how
right how much
oh,
she, yeah,
Tom.
She's so dreamy.
And Riff says, "I'm only have you know one guy in my sights, Joey Ramone."
Oh my god. I had forgotten. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Is that I've listened to a lot of Ramones.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I have never looked at a picture of the Ramones.
Really?
Oh my god. He's very tall.
Yes, he's very tall. He's
very
skinny.
Lanky. Yes. And then it wasn't.
No,
and,
chin.
You know, and I probably, and I honestly, I probably have seen a picture of him because I recall, you know, seeing various things on YouTube, the videos and whatnot, and mm-hmm. then also just random pictures of him. But I'd never seen him without a microphone.
Okay.
And I'd never seen him walking.
Oh.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Like, it's just creepy. That's just, I mean, and I hate to say it like that, but mm-hmm. it was like a cross between, it was like Marilyn Manson mm-hmm. and Howard Stern.
Okay, I can see that.
Just very, and I don't, because it was like Howard Stern when he walks.
Okay,
and like
I,
almost
I
like
don't
Marilyn
think I've ever seen Howard Stern
And
so
I only
walk.
Have because I've seen that one movie that he was in.
Oh, Private Parts or
Private
something?
Parts, okay. yeah. So I watched that. So, and I remember him always like.
Well, he's really tall and skinny.
He's
too,
very
though.
Tall and skinny, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
and
just
he's
a
very
skinny thing.
And it just might be very similar to what. And then I started doing a lot of reading on Joey Ramone. Mm-hmm. He had a very troubling, like, bringing up. Very troubling. Like, he was the way he was brought up and whatnot.
Oh,
was,
I don't know about that.
I think it was, I'm pretty sure, like, he's like, verbally and physically abused by okay. his father, I think. I read a lot about the Ramones last night, and there's a lot okay. of troubling. But they, that and then he was diagnosed with schizophrenia.
I did not know
and
that.
And he spent time in the mental institution.
I did not
and
know that.
He was in a band before. It was a glam band before. I forgot what their name was, but he was in that band before. And then he kind of got put with the Ramones. I think Johnny found him.
Okay, because
or maybe Dee Dee found him.
I've read numerous books and articles and things like that about. The time period and mm-hmm. not just the Ramones.
Yeah.
And everyone pretty much agrees that Johnny's a big a-hole.
Oh, yeah. And that's what this... So it was like a big old Rolling Stones article that I
okay.
read. And that's exactly what they portrayed him to be. Just like, what the hell? Like
but not just one place. I mean,
no.
many, many
yeah.
different references refer to Johnny as being a massive
apparently
a-hole.
Apparently, he didn't talk to Joey for 24 years.
I totally believe it.
Didn't talk to him when they were on stage.
Yep.
Didn't talk to him after stage. Didn't
yep.
talk to him about anything. And just... Never.
I can totally understand.
Like,
I mean,
Dee Dee talked to him all the time. You know, like, all the rest of them talked.
Dee Dee was pretty troubled, too.
He was very troubled. I was
and then
about him
Marky's
too.
Pretty much, like, the only halfway normal one.
Mm-hmm. We're back. Okay, blah, 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 blah,
so
blah, 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 blah.
There's going to be a Ramones concert.
There is going to be a Ramones concert.
Everybody wants to go.
Everybody.
But they wouldn't be able to go to school to get tickets, because mm-hmm. you know the tickets are going to sell out super fast.
Yeah, so what does Riff do? I mean, she just decides, I'm going to buy tickets for everybody.
Life's too short.
Life is too short. We got to go watch the Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. If the Ramones were coming to town, I would go, I'd skip class and go mm-hmm. there. No matter what. Actually, when I was in high school, I probably would have gotten my mom to get me, to excuse me, so I could go. Because if my mom's listening, you would understand.
So Riff says she's going to take 3 days to camp out and get front row tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we get to see the exciting waiting for tickets montage.
Yay! I know, it was fun.
It was cute. No, I was just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I was being not nice, even though it was funny.
I liked, so Kate's covering. So Kate's got a cover, because mm-hmm. I mean, Kate covers for Riff a lot.
Yes.
So she covers first by her mother dying.
Yes.
Right? Oh. So I think, you know, Miss Togar was okay. I understand. You mm-hmm. know, let her go. And Kate's got this just smile on her face, like, oh, this is working. You know, Kate's a very dumb, smart person. Do you know the type?
Yes.
So she comes
so
back.
So she's very book smart, but not
yes,
very street
not
smart.
Very street smart. And so she comes back her second time. Well, we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Because... After we do, she covers for Nate and her mother's died. But then we go back to the in line mm-hmm. and there's a scalper.
Okay, that was so
oh,
bad.
So bad. So
you guys,
bad.
Casual racism. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So this guy is dressed up in full Native American
yep.
stereotypical
yep.
cliche Native American mm-hmm. headdress. The kind that, you know, those little white girls wear at Coachella.
Yes. Oh yeah. 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 That's exactly what it was.
And so it's like that.
Oh my god.
And he's messing with some guy in line. One of the other guys in line turns to Riff and says,
scalpers. Yeah, super, super dumb.
Yeah, like it's a really long walk to get to the punchline, basically.
Right.
But I want to point out Riff's outfit.
Oh, was our just
sateen.
Like, so is this when we look like Rainbow Bright?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the colors do not go together.
No,
at all.
No, not at all.
It's... red and purple and yellow. And it's just, oh my gosh, so much sateen.
There was so much sateen. You could just see your face in it.
Yes.
So after the being in line, we go to Kate at the Eagle Bower Enterprises in the boys' room.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all the boys are, this is the best. So she goes through the front door of the boys' room and all the boys are covering their eyes.
Yes.
So she just walks right
I
past him. Yeah, she's like, oh no, don't look. And then, Yeah, that was me covering my eyes, by the way. And then she walks all the way up to the front. She's got a crisis, and I don't remember what her crisis was, but she wants to go on a date.
Yes.
So she sits down. She says she wants to date Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Tom.
Tom, sorry. Tom. Not Vincent. Not Vince. Vincent mm-hmm. and Tom. So she wants to go on a date. She wants a bit of Riff to rub off on her.
Yes. And so Eagle Bauer says he can try to make that happen. Mm-hmm. So, and I think this is very clever. He makes her Tom's training partner.
Yes, exactly. Because he wants them together.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants them together. Mm-hmm. But they got a dense Tom. You know, Tom's pretty dense. So they got to, you know, get that into his head.
Well, and also, do you notice it's 3 days? Three is the magical number in this.
Yes.
3 days to get Ramon's tickets. Mm-hmm. And 3 days to teach Tom how to get Riff Randall.
Mm. I didn't realize. Well, mm-hmm. Look at you, the Trinity.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. Well, so then you have the training partner.
Rock, three, it's a magic number.
It's the magic number.
Yes, it is.
Now I'm going to have that stuck in my head. So, I love that Eagle Bauer, so he takes him up to, like, what's lookout point or whatever it is?
Yes.
Whatever lookout point. So, they have to show him at a park. Oh, that, yeah. I know.
so normally you park at night.
Yeah.
So, you know, they said, we're going to park, and there's a car, and there's, you know, there's the night line, the skyline, and it's at night. And then it pulls back to show that that's just a backdrop, and that's actually during the day.
Right, right.
And it's very bright outside.
It's very bright outside.
So that was a really nice touch too.
So then he's demonstrating, showing him how to park, and what'd you say?
On a blow up doll.
Oh, on a blow up doll. Yes, he's very, you know, he's very good at it. But Tom is not very good with the blow up doll at all.
It slaps him.
It slaps. And then you have Tom with Kate, and he's not very good. Obviously,
he can't get
good.
Her buttons undone. Yeah, look, she has to actually unbutton.
She unbuttoned. She's not smiling at him, buttoning at the same time. Yeah. And then they're demonstrating the bra unhooking.
Okay, that was so funny. Oh, yeah. All the different types of bras.
Oh, there's like 20 of them. Yeah.
And you think it's funny like, watching him, you know, try to... We have to wear them.
Yeah,
not terrible. All at the same time, like he showed it, but, you know.
Oh, I love the days when you just are done with whatever you're doing and you can just... Whoop! You know, that's right. It's off. Yeah, so she goes... Kate goes to go to Miss Togar again and... Same handwriting, you know, because it's from Riff. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't need anything from the parents at all. But right. They go into, and it's, her father has died now. And Kate said something about, isn't that terrible when it strikes twice?
So much tragedy lands on one family.
Miss Togar is getting wise.
Yes.
To the situation.
She's getting a bit suspicious.
A little bit suspicious. And then we get back to the line.
Yes.
Yes. So then we get back to the Ramones line Riff wakes up,
mm-hmm.
and there's Angel Dust.
And she says, I'm first in line. I'm the Ramones' biggest fan. I've been following them on tour.
She's like, oh, you're a groupie.
Yes, which she is. And not that there's anything wrong with groupies. Yeah.
No, nothing wrong with groupies. But she's like, by the way, Riff calls her a groupie, and they're kind of squabbling back and forth. And then you get Angel Dust that's like, by the way, who do you like?
Oh,
She's like, I think Joey's kind of cute. And then you get...
The Ramones show up!
Gabba Gabba Hey!
Because that's how it works when a band comes to town. They show up in a convertible mm-hmm. and get out and walk along the line.
And, you know, the drummers have always got their drumsticks.
Sticks with them, yeah.
And they're all just drumming the line. And this is where I first caught my first... Or I got my first glimpse of Joey Ramone walking.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I don't think Joey's cute. But that's just me. I'm sorry. No, it's no offense to Joey whatsoever. But I expected, you know, I'm like, oh, which one's Joey? And, you know, in my head, I'm like, I listened to a lot of Ramones. Didn't really pay attention to the band like I do mm-hmm. on other bands and whatnot. Yeah. I kind of figure out who people are. And I'm more just about, you know, listening to the music.
Right.
And that's when I started reading. They're interesting. Very interesting band. Very interesting band.
Right.
And wasn't Nancy one of their groupies? Nancy Spungen?
I honestly don't know.
For some reason, I thought that
she was David Bowie, Iggy Pop,
exactly.
Johnny Thunders.
Right, right, right. And so I was thought that she was in that group because they were all in New York.
Yeah.
So I kind of had that feeling that maybe for a very slight moment she was until she, and it was like right at the end when she was
because
getting.
I thought that's the other person Rockhead could have been.
And it was
been.
With Dee Dee. Because
oh, really?
Dee Dee had the heroin problem.
Gotcha.
And so it all kind of is around that. Because that's when she left.
Because I thought the other person that Rockhead could have been was Johnny mm-hmm. Thunders.
Right, right.
It wasn't Iggy Pop.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. But there was, I think that was what happened before, because they do talk about, there is a song that they wrote.
We're making references to Sid and Nancy. Sorry, now, Sid and Nancy, yeah. Sometimes so, we know what we're talking about, yeah, but maybe
but you guys don't know what we're talking about. Go back and listen to Sid and Nancy. It's really good. So, but there is a part, there is a song that they wrote that Dee Dee wrote about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, write it.
Okay, making notes.
There's a note. Yeah, there, and it's all about Sid and Nancy, and it's about him murdering her. Allegedly. So, I'm reading my notes, you know, and this is me just... Okay, here come the Ramones. You get Joe. You get Joey. Okay. He looks like Kylo Ren.
I'm gonna respectfully disagree.
He reminds me of Kylo Ren. And it was just him walking, you know? And I don't know if it's just him walking or just the fact that I just watched Star Wars.
Again, I'm gonna respectfully disagree.
Why you got a teeth?
Adam Driver doesn't have teeth like that.
Kinda.
No, he really doesn't.
Did you watch Girls? We already talked about that.
Yeah, I saw like the first two episodes, I think. Yeah. A long time ago.
That was...
Well...
A lot of that character comes out in Kylo Ren.
Okay.
And honestly, I think it's just because of the black hair and the tall, lanky. I mean, it's going to all come back to that. And I'm sorry, I'm a much more visual person. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I saw him, I'm like, whoa, it's Kylo Ren. And actually, Jason said the same thing. He goes, he kind of looks like Kylo Ren. I'm like, really? But I think it was just because we're, you know, like super one-track minded people. Right. And that's what...
Maybe you just seen it or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I just saw it and it was...
Have you seen Inside Llewellyn Davis or Llewellyn Davis? You should check that one out. It was on Amazon Prime for a long time. It's a Coen Brothers movie. Mm. Oscar Isaac is this folk singer.
Mm.
And at one point, he is making a record. I'm digressing here, folks. Just run with it. He's making a record with this country singer who's played by...
Adam Driver.
And... this other singer played by Justin Timberlake. And it's just kind of a one-off novelty record so they can just get some quick cash.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just hilarious because it's Poe and Kylo Ren. Yeah. But you should check it out because it's
what's
just...
What's it called?
Inside Llewellyn Davis.
Okay, Inside
Llewellyn Davis. In fact, I might take the clip and put it up
and
on
you said it's with Poe and Kylo Ren?
Yeah. And Justin Timberlake.
And oh, it's all three of them?
Yeah.
Oh! I was like, just
I will put it on our Twitter.
Perfect.
And Facebook.
So you get your third note from Riff.
Well, what do we get they that? Fight. No, Angel and Riff get in a fight. Right. And they're both trying to get Joey's attention. Mm-hmm. And he walks right past both of them.
Yep.
Then the manager comes up and says, Angel, baby! Yeah. Hey! Yeah.
Why don't you come in? What are you doing standing out here?
Come on with me. And she shoots a look to Riff, of course. And gets, you know, ushered on back.
But at least she's still first in line.
She is still first in line. And 100 tickets.
One for $1,000. And these are just, you know, Rip's got $1,000 laying around.
Well, I think she got money from everybody at school.
Oh. Do you think, because she kept saying complimentary tickets.
I thought the complimentary tickets was only for the teacher.
Oh, maybe.
And everyone else paid ahead of time because I said, we sure would like to have tickets. And she's like, well, I'll get them for you. Yeah. So I have a feeling that they paid.
Gotcha.
You know, paid ahead. But anyway, so the latest note.
So the latest note is my goldfish has died. Now Togar is on tour.
But isn't it sad when these, or I heard these things always come in threes.
Calls come in threes. Look at the three reference again.
Oh, it's a magic number. It's a
magic number.
Yes, it is.
So now she's, Miss Togar has found out.
Well, it could, because all these photographers are there and take a picture of the girl who's first in line.
Right, and she was very photogenic.
And and she's posing and everything. Because when you don't want to get busted for ditching school, it's great to be on the front page of all the newspapers. Mm-hmm. Plus, okay, how slow and boring must it be a snooze day for Riff Randall on the front page?
Well, she is very popular, you know, apparently through the whole town.
Apparently.
Because what town are we in? Does we even know what town they're in?
It's L.A.
In Vince Lombardi High School? I would have assumed someplace in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Green Bay. But at one point they had mentioned Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot more sense why they'd be there. Their moms would be there.
Well, their moms are from New York, though, which is an interesting thing. Right, I assumed it would be from New York, then, because that's where they're from.
Yeah, very true. Where is it? It's
Brooklyn, isn't it?
That's where one of them's from, but it's like up, oh, I don't know. Somewhere.
Where but, so she, are they from?
Oh, it's, I couldn't believe I didn't write, I might have written that down. So she's sitting there with, you know, she's in Togar's office.
Yes.
Her and Kate are in Togar's office with the hall monitors, and she's like, I'm a teenage lobotomy.
Did you notice when they passed the trophy case that the freshman's been locked in and is running out of air?
Yes, he's like, oh, gasping for air. That was, yeah, that was a good one.
So they have proof that Riff is lying.
Yeah, they have proof that Riff is lying. They get
dun,
their,
dun, dun.
Oh, no.
Her goldfish. It's still alive.
Right. And then the stupid Gretel Hansel guy eats it.
Eats the. Well, first he's just digging around in the bowl.
Yeah, and then they're watching him, and then he just swallows it.
But it's behind Miss Togar's back, so they look horrified.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't even notice.
No, has no clue. But I wouldn't suspect, yeah. And so then they get the, you know, it's the... What is that?
The body search.
The body search. And they get them taken away. They get their tickets taken away.
Miss Togar confiscates their tickets. Yeah. She's going to give them to charity.
Yes, she is. And then they go and walk out, and everyone's thanking her for tickets and whatnot, and go figure they don't have tickets anymore.
Right.
So they don't get to go.
Right.
So they're not going to go to the concert. And then you kind of, we pan to Riff's bedroom, and she's listening to the Ramones. She puts the Ramones on.
And she lights a joint and she starts fantasizing about the Ramones being in her room.
That's right. They're in the roof. Yes, they are. And lots of fun things happen.
Then she's in a kimono, bra, and panties.
Yeah,
and Joy follows her into the bathroom where a fully dressed Dee Dee is in a running shower.
That's right. And then you have, then she's naked. And I don't even know what she's doing past then.
She falls over Marky.
Yeah.
And I think then that's the
And
whole,
then they're all in there.
Yeah. All in her bathroom.
And then you have, then you pan to Tom in Eagle Bauer's van.
Yes. Or was it, no, it's Tom's van.
Is that Tom's van?
Yeah, he paid a lot of money for it. Eagle Bauer helped him get it together. But this is like.
Oh, this is a
cliched, stereotypical 70s, like, shag wagon.
Oh, that's a shag wagon. Yeah, it's got carpet, like carpet from
wall-to-wall carpeting, a waterbed.
It did have a
fully starched bar.
Oh, yeah. And they're just drinking it like nobody's business.
And on the side. It's been that big airbrush of like a wizard and a
the
dragon. Because that's where the magic happens.
That's where the magic happens. So yeah, I never thought laid was so expensive. Well, yes, it is. It is. That's a... And then you have, so basically they want to call. And do they have a phone in their car?
They do have a
phone. He's got a phone
But it's
in
like
there.
A push button, like corded phone.
Yeah, it's a landline.
Oh, yeah.
And so they call Kate, so Kate and Riff are studying.
Yes.
And then Tom calls Riff and asks her out on a date.
Yes.
Sure they can go as long as Kate can come.
Yeah, she has to get a date for Kate.
Yeah, a date for Kate. And so Kate's kind of a little, you know, miffed about that
one. But Tom does the line about, it's awfully dry lately. And Riff says, oh, but I hear it's raining cats and dogs in Idaho. And Tom's like, this girl gets me.
Oh, right, that's
He's like so excited. It's fate. It's kismet, you know.
Oh, and then so they're talking about, so after Riff kind of convinces Kate that, no, this is all about you.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to get
just
a guest
joking,
together.
Yeah,
she's just joking. And then they.
Because it really does hurt Kate's feelings.
Oh, it does. Yeah. And then Kate's talking about how great Tom is and this and that and this and that. And then Riff's like, I like Joey Ramone. He's tall and handsome and looks like a poem.
And all he eats is pizza.
So Riff and Kate are now driving around, listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. And what comes on the radio is a contest.
Yes.
For Screamin' Steve. And they have to get out, go to a phone booth, kick some guy out that's about to ask some girl to marry him.
Yes.
And call the radio station to get tickets.
But they have to answer a question
about
what album is this song on by the Ramones. And they just happen to have the cassette in Riff's car.
Oh, perfect.
And Kate's like, it's this one. Because Riff blanks.
Oh, does
she? And she's freaking out. And Kate's like, it's right here on the cassette cover. I'm holding it up to you. It's this cassette.
Yeah.
And so they just pull over, yank the guy out. Yep. Riff jumps in there. And of course, she's the right caller.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
She gets it right.
Yeah.
And they have two tickets.
Yeah, they got two tickets. They're good to go.
But the radio announcer announces on the... on live on air. So Kate Rambeau and Riff Randall.
Yeah.
And then... I'm so sick. Sorry, Tom, I got to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
But he and Eagle Bauer are completely smashed by this point.
Because
they've been drinking Jack Daniels.
Yeah, they're drinking it like it's no tomorrow. They're just drinking it like it's juice.
Water.
So they're at the concert. They're getting in.
Well, the first half changed, and Riff dresses Kate.
Yes, she does.
It's really fun.
It's fancy.
I would totally go out like that.
Me too. I totally would.
Her little belt that
oh, does, yeah. I don't even know what was going on.
It was like just a robot or something. Yeah. It was like, roo, roo, roo.
Yeah, that was so awesome. Funny.
So you guys have to just watch them.
Yeah,
you because I know we're saying words, and the words make no sense to you guys.
So they're at the concert. So they go to the concert, and you get the bouncer that's like checking everybody in. That's, you know,
yes,
you know, and whatnot. And you have the mouse with the jacket.
Yet no more mice. They've been exploding all over the place. But then the mouse shows that he has earphones.
Yeah, he's got earphones.
So he's like, "All right, go on in."
He had earphones, so there's no problem with him gonna, you know, he's not gonna blow up.
And then once inside, the scalper, the teacher, and the mouse are all standing.
Oh yeah, they're all, of course they are. Yeah, that was classic. So there was at some point when I wrote this down, but I don't know who said it, and maybe you do. And it was somebody that says, "Can you believe they're all really brothers?"
Oh, I don't know who said that.
Somebody said it, and I started laughing.
Well, because that was the whole joke behind the band The Ramones.
Right, right.
Just to all be brothers, but it, I mean, they're not.
They're not.
But that's like the Adonis. Do you remember the Donnas?
Mm-mm. Oh!
In like the late 90s, yeah. Early 2000s, there was an all-girl Ramones-inspired band mm-hmm. called the Donnas. They weren't, they didn't play Ramones songs.
Yeah, but they were just all named themselves.
And they had the same kind of, you know, three chords, mm-hmm. you know, right. really fast songs. But they were all named Donna.
I love it.
Yeah, they were great.
So we're at the school, mm-hmm. and Miss Togar is implementing new policies, mm-hmm. and she's listening to the radio and finds out the Riff and Kate made it.
Yes.
And so, but this is after she finds out who the tickets go to for the ones that she,
yes.
I thought for sure, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, those are the ones that they got.
So
I was like, oh, it's perfect. But then they go to two sisters, two
yes.
nuns.
Yes.
And then, you know, and they turn around and they're all peace signing everybody. And it was cute. It reminded me. Anyway, and then you have, you know, Screaming Steve that comes up and he says, you know, Riff Randall and Kate Rambeau, they win the... So Screaming Steve, so he's, you know, brings him up, and so she's pissed. Miss Togar is pissed. So she sends a hall monitors to
Hansel
crash
Gretel.
The mm-hmm. party.
And so they jump on their little motorcycle with
that thing,
car.
And that was, I know, and it was so fat. It's all like suspended disbelief and just like screaming down the highway.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck? And then so you Screaming Steve is going to interview the Ramones.
Right, and Riff and Kate can come
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, they can come with him. And then Angel will not let them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, totally blocks them.
No, she keeps trying to steal Riff's songs.
Song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they say, you know, the manager comes out and says, no, 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 no girls, you know, and this and that. Angel, why don't you go show them to your seats? And they're all, we can find our way, mm-hmm. you know, because they do not want Angel. Angel's a...
Right.
Angel's a piece of work. Angel
oh,
dust.
Oh, yep.
So then Screaming Steve's with the manager, and I'm assuming he's going to go in and interview the Ramones.
Right. When then the show starts, though.
Yeah, the show starts, yeah.
Really fast.
Yep, super fast. And we open with Blitzkrieg Bop.
That's right.
And then we come back with Lobotomy.
Yes.
And the captions.
Oh, that's...
I was super stoked about that. Because I like seeing... I always read. I was one of those kids.
I thought this was supposed to be sing-alongs.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was supposed to be.
Oh, was it supposed to be? Oh.
I thought
well,
so.
I just thought they were being nice to me because they were captions.
Yeah, throughout... So this is a re-release, mm-hmm. the video that we watched, the DVD. And...
Because Blitzkrieg Bop didn't have it, just Lobotomy.
Okay. There were no captions, closed
yeah.
captions. I was
oh,
so
I didn't
disappointed.
See that. I didn't have the kids home last night, so I could turn it off.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they had captions for it. I was always that kid when I was growing up that would just, as soon as I got a new CD, or cassette or anything like that, I just pull out and start reading all the
lyrics.
And I like the lyrics better than I like the music, but at the same time, it was just easy to kind of figure out. But I'd still make up my own lyrics.
Well, then we cut back to the principal calling Kate's mom.
Oh, yeah. She's like, no, she's downstairs in the basement.
Doing the work on our chemistry project.
Working on our chemistry projects. Like, you don't... Okay. I hope I'm not that mom.
Eagle Bauer and Tom make it to the concert.
Yep, they do. And you see in the crowd, Riff is rocking out.
And Angel steals Riff's songs.
Oh, and Kate's just happy to be there.
Yes.
So that's always a good... such a good friend. You know, she's just happy to be there. She's just
yeah.
hanging out, but Riff's going nuts. You know,
yes.
She loves the Ramones.
Yes.
Oh my God, she just loves the Ramones. So yeah, Angel steals Riff's songs, and then Kate and Riff, so Riff and Kate are chasing, and then they run into Tom, and
yes.
they're like, go get her!
You're the captain of the football team.
You're the captain of the football team, go get her! And so he takes off after her. And then he goes, and you kind of pan to a guy that's in the hallway.
He looked like, I thought he was supposed to be a roadie.
Oh, he probably, but he has a whole bag full of Coke.
And he kind of looks like Jeff Lynne.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
The lead singer of... yellow, like your licorice stuff, the big fro.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But so he drops his coke and he starts, you know, snorting it off the ground. Right. She can't, you know.
Can't let it
go waste. Yeah. And so Angel trips over him.
Yes.
And she just, so she trips over him and lands by the door and just goes out the door. Doesn't she?
Oh, I didn't remember
that. And then the, because she like rolls to the door, like rolls almost out the door. So she like hit the door, I'm assuming that, and then she just kind of kept going. And then the music, the all of Riff's songs are on the ground. And then Tom trips over him and just goes, runs straight into the wall, like knocks himself out.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
And then the songs are just laying there.
So
and then
Riff's good.
Yeah, Riff's
like, you're the best, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Bye. And then Kate comes to Tom's rescue.
Right.
You know, comes and tries to get him, make sure he's. Riff runs out to the front, you know, back to her seat, and she gets a note to Joey, and basically dedicates the song, next song, to Tom and Kate. And then you've got the monitors, hall monitors, cruising through
on their motorcycle. In the crowd.
In the crowd, yep. So you get, so they go through, and I don't even remember what song do they sing.
I don't remember.
I didn't write that one down. But then Riff gets to go backstage, and she's, here's the Ramones, you know, all the guys carrying Joey, because he's just...
Yes.
Probably his, I kept thinking maybe his blood sugar was going down because as soon as he gets there, he wants pizza because they brought a whole bunch of pizzas and that's all he eats. But then the manager's stuffing like,
no pizza.
And like riboflavin and some really random things like in his mouth. And it was very strange.
Sprouts
like,
and.
Yeah, just, you know, good stuff in his mouth. Probably just to get his blood sugar back up and whatnot. That's always been my guess.
Okay, so.
He's feeding him like a goat. That's what I guess.
He is. But. Riff gets a piece of pizza, and she's so excited to have a piece of pizza from the Ramones that she's not going to eat it. She's going to save it. So she puts it in, and in her folder.
Okay.
And the reaction shot from Dee Dee, like, Dee Dee obviously did not know how he was supposed to, like, it was like, okay, now you react to her taking the pizza.
Yeah.
And he just looked like, I don't know, horrified. It was not the appropriate response.
Oh, that's funny.
And it also made me think how many... attempts, how many takes to the
day. You're like, this is fine.
We're like, fine, Dee Dee, that's fine. That's okay. We're just going to run with that
one. Oh, that's funny. I didn't see that. I did not notice that. But so she finally gets her song to Joey. She's so excited. She finally gets it to Joey.
And what does he say?
I don't remember.
It's something like, that's really great, but, you know, we'll have to check it out later and we'll get back to you. Like the I appreciate, again, them trying to act. And they did try pretty hard.
Yeah.
And it was better than Suburbia.
Oh, yeah.
But it was obviously, and da-da-da-da.
Take 45.
And da-da-da-da. Take 47.
Yeah.
Fine. That works. Go with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Great.
Did you ever see the B-movie guy, Ed Wood? They would do a shot, and he'd be like, great, print it. Don't you want coverage? Nope. Great. Print it. Move on to the next shot.
I've never seen that.
Oh, he was a very famous B movie. All the really bad movies, like 90% of the ones you see on SC3K are Ed Wood movies.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Then he would do like one, like things would be going horribly wrong. Yeah. Like with the props and stuff. He's like, great. Print it.
He didn't care. Moving on. He just wanted to get through it.
Well, he just wanted to make his movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they were going to be horribly bad anyway.
Well, not in his heart.
No.
He thought they were like masterpieces, each one of them.
I see.
Yeah, no. He. We're just, you're gonna have to watch that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go down this rabbit hole right now.
No rabbit hole?
Not this time.
So we go to the Miss Togar and she's having an assembly.
Yes.
And she's burning records.
Wait, before we go,
does
Tom tell Kate that he just wants to be friends? Did I get that right?
Well, what he said to her was, we can be friends. Or something like that.
Like, I don't want to date you, but we can be friends.
Yeah, let's be friends. Let's try to be friends or something like that. Yeah, something like that.
And then she's like, well, okay.
Yeah. Maybe just because they need to start being friends. I have no idea.
Anyway.
Who knows?
Or maybe he needs to finally see her as a person and not...
Yeah. And not just her, his, you know, partner, his training partner.
Or his fantasy that, like, Riff Randall's, like, this fantasy, not a real person.
Right.
Maybe he needs to actually see her as a person.
Right.
Before he can...
Yeah,
like
I have no idea. I did catch that, how he says something about being friends. And it's like, fine, I guess.
So, assembly.
Yep,
at the assembly. All the parents.
Yep, you got school's out. Alice Cooper's school's out. And then you've got, all of a sudden, Miss Togar starts, she, you know, unveils this, she gives some, you know, horrific authoritarian figure speech type of thing. And then she pulls the cover off of, not books.
of records.
Oh, I always picture like Catcher in the Rye or something in there just because they're burning the books. But yeah, you pull it, it's just a pile of Ramones records. Nobody else's records.
No. They do have the shots later. It's like Bob Dylan and a couple other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
But mainly Ramones.
Mainly Ramones, yeah. And then so the students are revolting. She picks up one that says riff on it. Yeah.
Tries to stop her.
Yeah. Oh, of course he does, because he had a blast at the concert.
He had an epiphany at the Ramones concert. Rock music isn't bad.
It's music.
Yes. And
he wants them to be listening to music.
Right.
Yeah. Like any good teacher, they just want them to be doing something. That's why the PE teacher should have been happy that they were exercising when they were dancing. And she kind of was. She's like, that's just their calisthenics.
And then does Riff hit Togar?
I don't remember.
And Togar puts her in detention for life?
Probably. I know that she went to detention for life.
And that's when the kids revolt.
That's when they revolted. And they all went into the... And that's when the Ramones show up.
They show up. They show up. That's the horror of all the parents.
Oh my God. Yeah. And so then they show up and then they take over the school.
Mm-hmm.
So they're inside the school.
Eagle Bauer turns the picture of Vince Lombardi over. It's his back.
Yeah, it's his back. I know. And he was all happy about it. He was just like, yeah, that's right. So Riff is over the sound system. So the students just take over school and chaos just ensues.
And the Ramones lead the charge against the hall monitors.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the mom mouse? I hate mouse work.
Yes. That was so funny. On her t-shirt.
Yeah. I hate mouse work on her apron.
Oh, it was like apron, her apron.
With her curlers in
her hair.
Yeah,
yes.
Curlers in her hair. I hate mouse work. And then there's chaos. I mean, just everywhere. It was nuts, you know?
And then Riff and Mr. McGree play rock music over the PA.
Uh-huh.
The mice in the science room explode.
Right. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Now they're cooking the freshmen in a big, huge pot, almost like,
I couldn't even
cannibalism.
Have fathomed doing an eighth of this amount of stuff
right.
that they did at this school.
Right.
You know, I tried to think about like how I would have acted if we took over the school, you know, when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We would have sat in the hallways.
Or TP'd it or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it would have broken into the soda machine. I have no idea.
I don't either,
I think I would have left. It's hard to say. I was trying to think of anything that I would do that would have been considered chaotic. And is that the difference between 15 years between...
I think maybe a food fight or throwing paper.
Maybe.
I think that would be like the extent of it.
But then I probably would have picked it up.
That's true.
I mean, just because that's how I am. I would always pick up paper and stuff in the hallways. Right. I don't know if that's because my mom worked at the school.
Right.
So I felt a little bit more... So I don't think I would have been able to be super chaotic or super disrespectful. Not even disrespectful, but like that let loose. I don't know. What am I thinking of?
I mean, again, this is magical realism because they're having a foam party, a co-ed foam party in the locker room.
But I feel like... I mean, they were all just going nuts.
Well, again, it's suspension of disbelief.
No, I want to believe it's real life, Liz. It was real life.
They were really cooking that
freshman. And what else were they doing? Some other stuff. I don't know.
And then, so the hall monitors hide in a laundry cart, and their moans, they push it out the window.
That's right. That's what got me with the... Yeah.
And then the lunch ladies are being pelted with food.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
that's
then
right.
Their moans sing another song.
Yep.
And the drill team and the football players join in. Which, you know, would never happen in real life.
No,
there are definite lines and definite. Tom and Kate finally get together and start making out.
They start making out. Oh, way to go.
Principal Togar calls the cops.
Yes, he does.
The kids against the establishment.
Yeah, and then she's going to get that one black mark on your permanent record.
So Riff dumps her extensive record out of the window.
Oh, yeah, she chainsaws it. Takes a chainsaw on her permanent record. Yep, and and that was a lot of record.
Yes.
Was that all of her record? Is that what they were trying to allude to?
Yes, okay. She had a huge, thick, like, her one whole drawer in the filing cabinet was just her.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And Steve is on the scene.
Yep, he's commentating what will happen next. And then you got the pictures of Vince Lombardi, and mm-hmm. they're hilarious. Just all of them around.
Yes.
They're like, all of his face, just, oh, my God, and this, oh.
And the police are going to storm the building.
Yep.
Kate goes into the science lab and cooks up something.
Yeah, she cooks up something. We don't know what it is. And then the adults think that they've won.
Right.
Because the students start filing out.
Well, the Ramones say they're going to record Rock and Roll High School, and they're going to make Riff an honorary Ramone.
That's right. And she had changed by now.
No, so now she's wearing like a leather jacket.
With the jeans and
whatnot. The Converse. Yeah.
Versus what she was wearing before, which is like some puffy pants.
I can't remember, but she has changed.
Yeah.
Much like Sandy at the end of Grease.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Grease.
And so, yeah, the Ramones start playing Rock and Roll High School. The chief of police, they're ugly people.
That's what he said.
So that is a character actor that's like every single movie or TV show. Yeah. I mean, he's one of those hates that guys.
Yeah. He was pretty funny. And then the school blows up.
Well, because Kate set a bomb. She set a bomb. That's what she put together.
It's nuts.
Yes. And then Kate and Tom make out in front of the flames.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And now it's Principal Togar who's in the straight jacket.
Yep, she's in the straight with like the, I don't know, like the cross and a hat.
Well, it's the graduation.
Yeah, mortarboard. And then it's got some weird, it's all white. It's just very strange.
Yeah, that was really strange.
So the students win.
Woohoo!
And so the young rebellion against a mindless authority who prevails. Because that's what Screamin' Steve was talking about.
I fought the law and I won.
That's right.
To quote the dead Kennedys.
Oh, yes.
But that was actually a song about being a cop. And so
Kennedys are dead?
Hezekiah. That's from Dudes. That's a reference.
That's right.
Listen to all the other episodes.
So, yep. So, Roger Corman, that's what Corman I have at the end. Mm-hmm. He did Rock and Roll High School, Suburbia, Grand Theft Auto, and Screamin' Steve is in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that he really likes destruction and likes... just because of that.
So he
enjoys that quite a bit, because as I was watching the trailer to Grand Theft Auto, as you can imagine, it was quite destructive.
I am going to put up... Okay, I'm going to make a note. Grand Theft Auto trailer.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But I'm telling you, you got to tell me, as soon as you watch that and watch Suburbia trailer, tell me how good that movie looks.
Okay.
I mean, it just, if we didn't know, you would have thought. I mean, not to say that it was not bad. It definitely opened my mind to a lot of, to movies in general.
Right.
Because most of these movies I would have never watched had it not been for you, Lizanne.
I'm so special.
You are so special.
So, final thoughts.
I like this movie a lot.
Me too.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it totally stood up.
Everybody should watch it, especially if you like Grease. And you know how I am. I love musicals. I know you're not a B, and I know this wasn't a musical, so exactly musical.
I always say I'm not a musicals fan. I'm like, I don't like musicals except for Little Shop of Horrors and
Hamilton. I love Little Shop of Horrors.
And Rocky Horror. And,
yeah,
and then I start adding all these. It's like my Spanish Inquisition joke by my father. I just keep adding on musicals that I like. I don't think I like musicals, and I totally like musicals.
I love musicals, and I could watch musicals for... That's all I watch for the rest, you know. I know that really sounds odd, but it is. I love musicals, and Breaking Glass. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That movie.
That was really good.
That was a really good movie. And this was a very good movie as well, and I really enjoyed the running commentary of the freshman.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. I love... PJ? Is that her name?
PJ Souls.
She is funny. She is hilarious.
She was really good. She was good in Stripes.
Oh, yeah. She's really good in Stripes. Yeah. Like, I love that movie. And then... yeah, just the movie in general. It was quite
enjoyable. The acting was good. Yeah. It was fun. It was really well written.
It was very well written.
Lots of really memorable.
And the Ramones are really good in it.
They're really good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were.
Take 47, man.
Exactly. Take 47. All right, it's good. Let's go. But no, I thought it was very good. And then it led me to start reading about them.
Yes.
Which was even cooler, because I know I've listened to a lot of Ramones. I didn't know anything about the Ramones.
Uh huh.
And I think I should start.
Thanks again for listening. If you'd like to contact us, we can be reached by email at themobyflix@gmail.com or on Twitter at @Moby_flix or on Facebook at @MobyFlix. So until next time, I'm Lizanne.
And I'm Maggie.
And we're Moby Flix.